I always mark my time when I try to figure out how long I've been listening to podcasts. Is it just coincidentally I started listening to podcasts exactly when Big Fatty did episode one?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so I can always figure out when I started by thinking of that.
Where did you first hear about Big Fatty?
Well, that's a good goddamn question.
Did you hear at the same time they started recanting about, you know, they started interviewing people about the Twister?
Huh? Nope.
Sorry, Ben.
Oh, Larry!
Oh, my God.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, it's a Twister. It's a Twister.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, it's a Twister. It's a Twister.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, 1110 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of April, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. We're going to tell you about the weekend, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big Fatty, we hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, as you know, on the last day of the month, the last little show of the month, y'all, we play the Bulgarian National Anthem. And y'all, this is an important playing of the anthem today, because y'all, it signals the end of the first third of 2012. Y'all, I cannot believe how fast the year goes, y'all. And I'm telling you, some of you are just young whippersnappers out there, and y'all, it just gets worse. It gets worse. Big Fatty, that's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say it gets better. But y'all, it gets worse, okay? So I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. Big Fatty's being honest with you. Y'all, it's been a while since I have spoken with you. We had that special episode of the gays last Friday. And y'all, as of today, Big Fatty has more episodes of our little shows than he can shake a stick at. Big Fatty, I don't know anything about shaking no stick. But y'all, a couple things have happened. Larry Klein and I, each morning, between 9:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning, we will walk over to the coal mine post office to check our mail. And y'all, I believe it was Thursday. Yes, I believe that's correct. We were walking over there, and all of a sudden, Larry Cly is like, "Ooh!" And y'all, he bends down, and y'all, there's a $50 bill sitting on the side of the road. I mean, on the sidewalk. And he goes, "Oh, Big Fatty, I have $50. And y'all, he picked it up, and then all of a sudden, there were two $50 bills there. And y'all, he went to give me one, and I said, "Oh, no, you found that." I said, if you give me one of them, I'm going to take it up to the coal mine police and turn it in to the lost and found. And y'all, that's what we did. He went up there, and y'all, he turned in the $100. And y'all, I don't know if the rightful owners will ever claim their cash money. Y'all, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And, you know, you do your best and you leave the rest to fortunosity. Big Fatty, that's not the right word. But, Big Fatty. Anyway, that same day, I was walking over to the main administration building here at the coal mine, and y'all, I was walking down the hall, and y'all, I had put on a pair of 36 waist pants that morning, and y'all, I didn't realize that I had done that, and y'all, I'm walking down the hall, and y'all, my pants just about fell off of me. If I had not had quick reactions, Big Fatty had the quick reactions, y'all, they would have fallen down around my knees. So y'all, I've got to go through the closet again and pull out. I got to make sure that other things. Big Fatty, please just throw your old big fat pants away and get to the weekend update. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on a Friday. Friday night? What did I do? Y'all, I think I went to the Von's East. And y'all, if I went to the Von's East, then can you hear that? Uh-huh, can you hear that? Y'all, I didn't buy much, but I needed to get some vegetables and some celery and some solid. And so, y'all, I got that, and I got some frozen vegetables, and let's see, what else did I get? I got a couple of bananas and some ground beef, and y'all, I got me a lemon pepper rotisserie chicken, because y'all, they're lovely. They're just lovely. Plus, they were on sale, y'all. But I spent $20.37 and saved $5.59. Big Freddy, that's not a lot, but given you only spent $20, that's pretty good. So, anyway, and y'all, after I went to the Von's East, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, earlier in the week, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he had sent out a little Twitter message, or it may have been an e-letter, I don't remember, but he sent one to me and the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, bye. Y'all, speaking of the Vons, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Y'all, evidently I'm on the shit list. Evidently I'm on the shit list because I play music when I have segments, and, okay. I'm on the shit list, you know. Big Fatty, isn't that the name of a new little show on the shit list? So, but anyway, Gavin said to be on the lookout at the P.O. Box let me just say this about the music, too. Y'all, there is no higher form of flattery than what am I trying to say? Big Fatty. Doing things that other people do, y'all. That's a high form of flattery, and y'all, it is meant with love. It is meant with love. But anyway, y'all, Gavin sent me and the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. A card, y'all. It's a card. And you know he was out there in the Phoenix. I think Gary in Albuquerque lives there in the Phoenix. I don't remember for sure, but Anyway, y'all, he sent me a card. Y'all, there's a card with some wolves on it. And y'all, they're not sniffing each other's butts, but they're howling. They're howling at the sun. And y'all, it's the spirits of the Redland, oil on linen. Big Fatty, that sounds like something you do with salad dressing. And it says, Big Fatty, hello from Tucson, Arizona. Had a great trip and a nice dinner with your daughter, Nessa. Hugs from Arizona, Gavin, your number one fan for 2012. Y'all, that is just the night of saying, Gavin, thank you so much. And y'all, I listened on Saturday night to that Stick It With a Poke, the kids over there. They were talking about Gavin's visit out there, and y'all, Gavin had dinner with my youngest daughter, Nessa, and with Weena. And there you have it. Yes, Big Friday, that's just lovely. Y'all, on Saturday, I what did I do Saturday? Y'all, I went through the drawer. Y'all, this is exciting podcasting. Y'all, I went through my drawers. Big Friday, yes. Y'all, I threw away I didn't throw it away. Got rid of some old sweaters and an old Vader. He'll be distraught to know I got rid of the Bill Cosby sweater. The Bill Cosby sweater is gone to that great sweater place in the sky. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. I got rid of several other things, y'all. But I found. And I cleaned out a couple of my drawers. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you cleaning out your drawers. But I found all kinds of things in there that I didn't know I had. Y'all, that's the thing about cleaning your drawers out. You go through there and you go, I don't remember having this. And you did. You obviously did. But y'all, I found me a cute little bathing suit that y'all, I'm sure it's the only time in my life I've been able to fit into it. But y'all, it's kind of cute. And Big Fatty, I can't imagine anything you wear as cute. But did that, and then on Saturday evening, I met Granny and Miss Porter. Y'all, we had several cocktails and caught up, and it was just a lovely evening. It was a early evening for Big Fatty. I meant to tell you, I got another one of those $3 bottles of wine when I went to the Whole Foods, which, by the way, is spelled with a W. Had a glass of that on Friday night. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Liquor and wine, y'all, it dehydrates me something terrible. And because Friday night I went to bed and I got up several times during the night, you just parched. I was parched and had to get some water. And then Saturday night I had I had two of the Tanqueray and tonics, and then somebody bought us all a shot of something, y'all. It was called liquid marijuana or something like, I don't know what the hell it was, but it was a shot. It didn't taste like brownies though. Bang, Fatty. So I got home and y'all, I was dehydrated again. You know how it is when your tongue is just dry? And that's how it was, y'all. And I know what else happened on Saturday. Y'all, I was on the grinder on a Friday night. And y'all, I see the picture of one of the owners of the Horror Hotel. And y'all, he is 2 miles away from the Fat Cave. And I went, "Dear Gussie." So I sent a message and I said, "Dear Gussie, what are you doing in my town?" And y'all, "Oh, we've been busted. We snuck in town to get away from things for the weekend." And so on Saturday, y'all, I met them and we had a lovely lunch. Y'all, I had a steak solid and they had a delicious hamburger. And then I took them back to their hotel. Y'all, they told me they were staying at the Holiday Inn. And y'all, I drove downtown. And y'all, the what I thought was the Holiday Inn is now Courtyard by Marriott. And y'all, I went, "Oh, shit. Where's the Holiday Inn now?" And I went, "Oh, yes, that's right. That hotel further down the road there is a Holiday Inn." So y'all, I'm driving down to they call it the Mills House Hotel. It used to be the Mills Hyatt House, but when Holiday Inn bought it, they called it the Mills House Hotel. And so y'all, I'm driving down to the Mills House Hotel, which is a Holiday Inn. And, you know, part of the nation's innkeepers. I don't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, I'm going down there, and y'all, I come to a stoplight, and y'all, all of a sudden, I'm hearing this beating and knocking on the side of the Ford Escape, and y'all, it is the owners of the horror hotel, and I went, "Dear Gussie, have y'all walked up from the hotel?" And they said, "No, you just drove past us here at the hotel." Y'all, they were staying at a Days Inn. They were not staying at a Holiday Inn at all, so y'all, I didn't feel so bad mixing up the hotels. Y'all, at least I wasn't staying there and messed it up. You know, at least I knew where the, you know, they didn't even know where the hell they were staying. Big Fatty! And y'all, while we were having lunch, my old, most regular gentleman caller, he sent me a message. "Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing this afternoon?" And, of course, it was 2 hours after he sent that I replied, and of course I got no answer. So there was no gentleman call on Saturday, and you know, then on Sunday, y'all, I was just piddling around, washing some clothes. Y'all, I defrosted my freezer. Y'all, what is that? That is some rotisserie chicken. Y'all, I defrosted my freezer, and y'all, I threw out this weekend all the bread and potatoes and all that kind of stuff, and y'all, stuff in my freezer that I don't know how long it's been in there. Y'all, go in and clean your freezer out, y'all. You need to do that every now and then. And I cleaned out the refrigerator, so y'all, it looks like a bachelor's apartment now, because there's not a whole lot in there. But anyway, clean that out, and what was I saying about that? Oh, and I was washing my breakfast dishes, and y'all, I came back to the computer, and my old most regular gentleman caller had sent me a message. "Hey, everybody, what are you doing this afternoon?" And I said, "Well, I'm waiting for you to come over here." And y'all, it was been about 8 minutes since he had sent it. Y'all hadn't heard a word from him. Hadn't heard a word from y'all. If you're not sitting right at the computer when he sends you a message, you can just forget it. You can just forget it. Yes, Big Freddy, just forget it. So anyway, y'all, I had an envelope in my mail from the Palmetto Ford, where I bought the Ford Escape, or the Escapade, or whatever you want to call it, and saying, "Big Freddy, come pick up your vehicle registration." And y'all, I went over there, so y'all, now I am legal. I am legal on the roads. Big Fatty, if they only knew. If they only knew. So, anyway, and y'all, then on Saturday night, I also listened to that poke it with a poke. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just nattering on just like you have for the previous 1,109 episodes. This is just number 1110 of you doing the same old thing. Right, Gavin?
I still don't get it.
Yeah, it's a twister.
Oh, dear Gussie, a twister. Maybe it's bringing May showers.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter. letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.